This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session is in. Me right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Yeah, I know. Can you tell? I moved the camera, so I'm looking in the wrong place. 855-732-5563. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, lots happening over the weekend. A lot going on that you need to know about, we need to know about. But I got to tell you something. I want you to think about this. It's coming at us like a fire hose, isn't it? I got a lot of emails over the weekend that want to know, you know, what are you thinking? What are you doing? What do you think is going to happen? Look, guys, I have no crystal ball. I look at stuff the same way you do. I do get some information. People call me from D.C. and places like that telling me what they believe is going to happen next. But, you know, really, do we really know? A whole bunch of stuff I'd love to see happen. I would love to see Trump do some things that some people might find unsettling. I'll put it that way. Yeah, but it's about time. You forget the fact that the election was stolen for all intents and purposes. Let's go a little further. Let me tell you something. You look at the purge. Anybody got a different name for it? You look at the purge that has taken place this weekend. And it has to make you have a little bit of a bone chill, don't you think? You look at the people that have been taken off and out, and now Cumulus, I don't know if some of you caught this, they're one of the bigger, these radio shows, when they come to you, it's not like you plug them into 200 stations or 50 stations at one time. They happen to be on the Cumulus Network. I know I don't get too technical with you guys, but I'm trying to give you some ideas here, right? There's a couple of radio networks. This show is proud to be on GCN, the Genesis Communication Network. And that's how we get to the radio stations. It hits satellites, the satellite takes it, and, you know, sends it down to the radio stations. And that's what Cumulus is. So these guys like, you know, Hannity and a few others, Levine, they are on, I think Beck is on that one too, on Cumulus. And they, for all intents and purposes, people, they have been threatened. They have been told if they keep calling, if they keep talking about the election as a fake election, you are going to be gone. It's really that simple. Now that should scare you to no end. That should scare the crud out of you. And I say it that way for a reason. No, really. Because they didn't, in days of old, all you really had was press, right? And then you had people, you know, talking about what was going on. Because as much as we had the press in the past, sometimes people couldn't read. So having press was great, but again, people couldn't read. But now you have everybody was on Facebook, by the way. Some of you who are looking, tuning in, trying to find, we are not there. I have one Facebook page. It's strictly for my family stuff because my mom complained. I know, mommy called me over the weekend, said, you can't get totally off of Facebook. I need to be able to see my grandchildren. I need to be able to, I said, okay, all right, I'll leave the family page up. But that's it. Nothing else. I am not feeding. I've been screaming at you guys forever, right? Have I not? Stop feeding the beast. Stop giving them what they look for. Stop giving them the traffic and everything else they got going on. Stop. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be ugly. You know that. I don't operate like that. But let's stop. How's that? Make it pretty simple English. Same thing with Twitter. You won't find us there either. We're done. Jack lied through his teeth. These people know how powerful they are. They're taking that. They took down Trump. They took a swipe at one-third of this population. Come on, think about that. They do not care what almost 90 million people think. All right? I mean, sure, work this through in your mind. Think about what's happening. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-7325563. Some of you who are still on Facebook, if you're listening, just tell them to head over to the website. We got a watch live feed on the website. They can deal with it there. If they can't get on one of their local radio stations. You know, you're seeing reports right now, and that's why I said it's coming at you like a fire hose, right? Because you're also seeing, if you're paying attention at all, if you have a pulse, you're watching everything coming at you as to what went on at the Capitol last week, right? I mean, who did what? Now there's two Capitol Police that are under investigation at this point in time. Although I don't see it going anywhere. I mean, please forgive me because I have family in the FBI and they know how I feel. And frankly, they feel the same way. I probably shouldn't have said I have family in the FBI because if anybody's really listening and wants to know, it wouldn't be that hard to find, right? But, you're going to have the FBI. Think about this. Let this sink in your head for a second. You're going to let the FBI investigate the Democrats who they were working for before. I mean, really that simple. Who they were working for before. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Love to know what you have to say. Like I said, Kimberly Moran's going to join us in a few minutes. I always love when she's on with it. And I'll tell you what, I talked to her a little earlier. She is wound up and fit to be tied. Let me tell you what. And I don't blame her. Again, as I said, Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot when you come back. You'll listen to The Real Site.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing because every time I turn around, every time I look up and see some kind of news feed coming across, it's Schumer and Pelosi trying to rush through the impeachment. Second impeachment. We want to bring the country together. Let's do that by pounding on 80 million people who voted for Trump. Let's do that. Let's show them. And they go, all right. Let me go to the phones before I get, lose my mind over here. Although it's not like it's not already done, right? Okay. Ed from Washington. Ed, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Two things. As a reason for the impeachment is because they don't want him to, if in fact, hopefully he would, rerun again. They want to remove that because that's under true. Article, Article 1, Section 3, he wouldn't be able to rerun again in 4 years. Right. But here's the deal. This whole thing, I was thinking about this happening. This so reminds me of the history in 1939 when Germany had its whole government and people overturned to the same type of tactics that the Democrats have done. With the exception is they had a poor economy. So what they did is kind of a similarity would be that they would put us and ruin our economy under a so-called virus, an appearance of a virus compared to all the other viruses we have, ruining our economy.
Right.
And that's, but everything else in their tactics and what they've done is exactly what the people in 1939 and up to 45 experienced by the Third Reich, who was supposed
right.
to last for 1,000 years.
Yep. Well, you're right. You know, my mom agrees with my aunt agrees with you. They came here from Italy, so we're on the same page.
One thing, we don't have another America to come to our aid like the German people did.
That's true. That's very true. All right, Ed, thanks for calling. Appreciate your call.
Hey, you take care.
Yep. All right, let's bring her on because I know she's chomping at the bit to say something, too. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, and she's our New England connection. And, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, did you check out my... Now, I said earlier, the only Facebook page I have is the personal page because my mom called me over the weekend and complained that I was getting off of Facebook and that I couldn't do that because she wouldn't be able to see her grandchildren. Like, oh my God, really? Seriously? Anyway, so it's the only page I have left. But I put Boston slang up there. All right.
I'm looking at it now.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it's a video. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. But there's some of them up there. And I got to tell you how many people look. I don't get it. Nobody gets it. Don't feel bad.
Oh,
you're not the
God,
only
really?
One. Oh, it's
bang
hilarious.
A yui isn't a normal thing?
It's a, what?
Bang a yui isn't a word that everybody uses? Everybody uses?
No, it's unique to Boston. And not only that. They had a bunch of people, real estate people, you know, highly educated people, and you're going to giggle when I say this. They were trying to say names of some of the cities.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like Gloucester and Worcester and...
I remember when I was a little kid, I took a ride with my dad. He had to go pick up a machine or something. And I took a ride, and I was pronouncing the names of places on the signs. And I think I pronounced Worcester... Worcester, or something like that. So I get it.
Oh, I was rolling around laughing, and some people were like, "This isn't real, right?" Said, no, it's real. This is.
Oh yeah.
This is for real.
Just like we say, "Wicked." Yeah. Everybody knows I'm from Massachusetts because I say "Wicked."
Yeah, don't say the other one.
No, I don't say that. I never even heard anyone say that. But
really,
"Wicked," I say.
You're
all
young.
The time. Yeah.
No, you're young. I remember that one. I really do. And people are going, what are they talking about? No. Can't do it. Can't tell you. Anyway. All right. So, apparently, you're among the wicked. Speaking of wicked, you shouldn't have a job. And you should be made to pay because you supported Trump, whether it's verbally, physically, financially, whatever. You actually suggested that he might have been a good president. I mean, do you like being here in communist America, the Soviet Socialist Union of Americas?
That's pretty much what it's gearing up to be. And all these people that are cheering on Trump, his supporters, places like Parler being shut down or locked out and trying to claim it's private business and they have the right to do that are missing the bigger picture. This isn't just about a private business making a choice because Parler was fine a few days ago. They were totally fine with Amazon service, web services, and all these other companies. This was obviously a collective and coordinated effort to destroy people on the right who disagree with the left because you have a different opinion. And it's not just Parler. It's other places that things that are happening that's going on all across the country with, you know, Project Lincoln saying they're going to identify all these people who supported the president, try to have them lose their jobs. A Lincoln Project, rather, you know, the group of
right.
people that claim they're Republicans, but they're really nothing but leftists.
Yep.
other places all over are saying that they want to harm and hurt anyone who supported Trump because they supported Trump.
Yeah, isn't that nice of them? It's nice to live in a country where freedom of speech was a big part of what we stood for, what we did, how people...
Well, we might as well be Venezuela, because that's where we're going to be heading, especially with the two nitwits that are going to be taking over.
You know, who was it? Somebody told me that they really weren't worried about Harris because she's an idiot anyway. So there'd be other people doing most of her work for her, and she's just going to nod her head and go, okay.
Okay, but that's one of the problems, Joe. Other people are going to be running things. Biden and Harris aren't going to lift a finger to do a damn thing.
That's true.
It's going to be the other people running things, and we already saw how that worked with Obama, and it was terrible.
Well.
Because he was nothing but a puppet.
So let me tell you how serious, this is how I see this. This is how serious this is. It used to be they used to only come after guys like me, right? We don't have a whole bunch of money to fight back. Vimeo actually just took another couple of my videos down today. YouTube took a couple of videos down. These are usually opening salvos that something's going to happen. Was watching Twitter. We have three Twitter pages. Well, not anymore. But we have three Twitter pages that will be gone here soon where they were thinning them out. So it's kind of like going, okay, we're done. That's it. We're done.
Yep.
And I was just about ready to tweet out, we've moved over to Parler 100%, that's it, over, and, you know, there's no place for them to go. So we're kind of hanging.
Too late.
We're not doing anything on Twitter, but we're just hanging until I can send a message out as to where we move. Many are suggesting you go to Gab, because Gab has figured out how to get around this. They did years ago when they were shut down half a dozen times. But, you know, is this what we're going to be doing? We're going to play the underground game? We're going to be running all around the place till we figure out what we're doing? I don't think it's cool, but we'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Kimberly Moran will still be with us when we come back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Parler is suing Amazon, alleging the Seattle-based firm's hosting service violated antitrust laws and their contractual agreement. The company, which was taken offline by Amazon Services early Monday, asked a federal judge in Washington State to reject Amazon's shutdown of its services. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has enough votes in the Democratic-led House to impeach President Trump for inciting an insurrection. As far as if the impeachment should even take place, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
the very concept of a snap impeachment runs against the grain of the Constitution. This was supposed to be a deliberative, not an impulsive process. There are very serious implications about what is occurring.
Those comments courtesy of Fox and Friends, USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 55 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week just to kind of get the week rolling. We didn't need to get the week rolling. It actually started rolling on Saturday with all this crud coming down. And, you know, Kimberly, what's really, first of all, thanks for being with me tonight. And secondly, you know, when you look at Pelosi, I mean, every day now, every hour on the hour, I don't know how she's keeping her teeth in. I didn't think that the denture stuff lasted that long. But anyway, she's coming out on a regular basis and, you know, talking about how they have to impeach Trump. You know, this is not only is it not helping, you know, I don't even know why I'm going down this road. 2 years ago, I would have said this isn't helping because the country's going to be upset. All the country is going to be upset at this. The Democrat rank and file are already upset, but there's a lot of people giving up. They're giving up on voting. They're giving up on pushing back because they feel like they can't win. Thank God our founding fathers didn't feel that way, huh?
Yeah. No, and that's exactly what's happening, especially when you have big tech coming out against you, you know, big corporations, the government themselves. I mean, wait till Americans see what these lunatics pass. Wait. We didn't apparently learn our lesson from Democrats having control and passing Obamacare, which destroyed our health care. I'm sure they learned from that, and they're going to shove so much stuff through. It's going to be unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that is true. You know what I love about this, too, is that they need, if people would think this through, first of all, you can't, and I'm going to talk about this in the third hour, but you can't move this fast. You cannot make it happen as quick, no matter what you do. And everybody keeps forgetting, you need two-thirds of the House and the Senate. I mean, you need two-thirds of Congress to vote for this, right? I mean, well, two-thirds of the Senate. They don't have it. They need 67 votes. They don't have it. Even if a couple of Republicans switch sides, there's a couple of Democrats that say, no, this ain't going to work. We're not going to do this.
The only point for them to do it is because they don't want him to run again.
Yep.
That's one thing. And it's vindictive. It's just vindictive. And I'm telling you, they have been creating division and derision in this country since Obama was elected, and they haven't let up, and they've just gotten worse. And it's going to get even worse.
They hate us. Go ahead.
They do. They hate us. They hate this country. They hate anything that disagrees with their ideology. You know, you have to obey. That's why they love coronavirus, because it forced people to make decisions about putting in ridiculous restrictions that actually turned out they're not actually working.
Right.
But it's all about control. It's about control, because they think they know better than us.
It's always been about control and money.
Yep.
Don't forget the money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, money, too.
It's amazing to me. And people are so busy. I know that, I don't know if you saw this, but over the weekend, they had a few people like, you know, Huckabee and a few others that were on, and they were talking about what they were doing in Georgia before the runoff election. And two or three of them said, with the group that they had walking, there were, well, a lot of Republican voters, a lot of Democrat voters said, look, I'm not going out to vote. Doesn't matter anyhow. They're going to steal it. It doesn't matter what we do. I'm concerned about that. I am really concerned about that. Because if people are going to throw their hands in the air and give up like that, then true, we will never get a seat. We will turn into California nationwide. And frankly, California right now sucks. And they're so brain dead. The Democrats in this state are so brain dead that when they look around and you see people fleeing, and they're not nutballs that are fleeing this area. You see people fleeing this area. When Elon Musk leaves and a whole bunch of other large companies leave here, they're taking jobs with them, people.
They're taking jobs and people.
It's actually cheaper for them to relocate people than it is for them to stay here and pay the taxes.
Right. I understand. See, so a lot of people, I met a lot of people in 2016 when I was, when I was exit polling especially, that people came out and voted for Trump for the first time. It was the first time they ever voted in their lives. People didn't vote for a long time because they felt like their vote wouldn't count. They came out and voted. Trump won. And then they came out and voted again. But this, and we know damn well Democrats have a corner market on voter fraud. We've known this for years. It's a normal thing. That's why Republicans say, oh, you got to win by 5%, you know, to stave off the fraud, right? It's not a joke that dead people vote Democrat, okay? That's a real thing. But with all the irregularities, and yeah, I know, court cases didn't go through. I don't know how the documents were set up, et cetera. Just the mail-in voting alone, we know there was issues.
Right. Yep.
I know people who have said to me, I'm not ever voting again. It's a waste of my time. And I'm not saying there was enough fraud to win that Biden won, although it wouldn't surprise me, but we know there's fraud, and it was brought out more, not just because of Trump and different people, but all the things that were irregularities that were brought up. That just, whether people believe there was a lot of fraud or not, they definitely saw all these really strange and odd irregularities. And now they're like, whatever, it doesn't matter. My vote doesn't matter.
Well,
and that's what's happening.
You know, when you look at what our founding fathers went through. You look at what went through during the Civil War. You look at things that have taken place in this country. It's taken the people to turn around and take it back. It's taken the people to, in essence, come against the government. If we don't do that now, this will be Argentina.
And the problem with that, Joe, is it was different times back then. Now, big media is on the side of the government. The media, actual media, I mean, big tech is on the side of the government. The media is on the side of the government. We don't have an honest media. So how is anybody going to get out their own stories, right? I don't know. I think we're up against a much bigger behemoth than just the government before, because at least the press was fair and balanced years ago, right?
Well,
supposedly.
I'm glad you said
so,
that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but look, at that's true to a big degree. You're right, it's true. But I know I'm being a purist, or maybe I'm pie in the sky, if you want. But think about the rebels of this country that went against the most powerful military on the planet. Okay? Can we overcome? Yeah. Do we have what it takes to make it happen from a warrior standpoint? Look, you and I have been screaming for how long to get off of Facebook? Hurt them in the wallet. Same thing about Twitter. And what did it take? And we're not even there yet, really. Facebook should be brought to its knees. I just got somebody who sent me a story that a cable provider an internet provider in Idaho, and I got to take a look and find out how true this is, but they have killed Facebook and Twitter from accessing their cable network, their cable system.
Wow.
So if they could do that, that would be great. I mean, if it's real.
Well, Facebook hurt themselves when they made all these crazy things about ads. So you had to go through hoops to get ads. So they had to have lost a lot of revenue that way.
Yeah.
Honestly, they had to have, because they made it practically impossible even for a regular organization to just sponsor some ads.
I agree. And you look at what's funny about all this. I mean, think about Facebook. Who owns Facebook? Zuckerberg. How did he get that? He stole it.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
From somebody else, right? You know?
Yep.
And he's going to sit here and preach righteousness to the rest of us? Is he for real?
He's a leftist. That's what the left does. They will lie through their teeth and try to convince you or others that they are morally superior.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Good luck to him. Right?
But that's what they do. And, Joe, there are people who, however many people voted for Biden, who don't get that. They don't get that the left lies to their faces and then kicks them in the ass on the way out.
It's true.
Sorry.
Yeah, but look at all these people who said if they had known Biden's involvement in China, what was it, 6%, 8% of the people that voted for him said they would have never voted for him. What, is it a coma? To your point, do they have CNN on 24/7?
Media, yes. Big media, big tech suppressed all that. Yep.
Yeah, good luck to them. All right, we got off for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Those are the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. You really get off the. I've been telling you this forever. I love this though. I love being able to say I told you so. Been telling you this forever. Get away from Facebook. You want to keep it for family stuff for the moment till we can get it switched over. Because some of the older folks really don't know how to switch over. Yes, Mom, talking about you. You can do that later on.
She's going to get you for that one.
Well, listen, I won't get any Pizzalis next Christmas. What can I tell you? I'm sure.
That's right.
I'm her favorite, though, but don't tell my brother. But seriously, in all seriousness, I mean, people, stop feeding the beast. Really. Don't get on there. Don't be fighting with your I don't even want to say your liberal friends, but your liberal acquaintances, because you're not going to change their minds. They are.
Why do you have liberal acquaintances?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
On Facebook.
Liberal acquaintances. I know they're friends. They don't have an acquaintance thing, do they?
No, I don't. For the most part, I think I'm 99% non-left-wing on my page.
On your page? It'd be kind of hard to be left-wing and hang out on your page. Come on, let's just be honest about it, right? So... But you just get off of there. Find another place you can go and be comfortable. Try to get the old folks to move over. Let's just kill their traffic. Twitter was down, 12-13% today or something like that?
They lost $5 billion, I think, in value. Good.
Jack deserves it. But Jack, people don't realize, but, that's spread out over thousands and thousands of investors. So it's not like it hurt Jack big time either.
No, it doesn't hurt him at all.
No. He's not going into foreclosure anytime soon. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, exactly.
And then people are running over to MeWe. I've got an account at MeWe, but only to accommodate. We were on MeWe a long time ago. We got off. We weren't active in it because of some things that happened. The same thing with, I'm concerned, you guys, I know you don't read the terms and conditions. The thing you really have to be careful of is who decides what hate speech is. And if they don't specifically call it out, what you're going through right now, you can go through again in 2 years. Right?
Yep.
So, go ahead.
This is a problem. I mean, everybody relies on social media for different reasons. There are some people who are on there for their business.
Right.
There are some people who are on there, like you said, friends and family. There's all different reasons that people are on all of these different sites, right?
Yep.
But, it's useful in some circumstances. I find it very good for activism. Very helpful, local, I'm talking local activism. Well, actually, you could use it for all kinds of things, but it's very helpful, to post events, get the word out, contact your governor or whatever. It's helpful for that because typically you have a lot of contacts or associates, people you're associated with in your local area, and then that they spread that word, So it's sort of like a game of dominoes, right, when you knock them down. So what the left is doing intentionally is making it so we're all spread out in all different places that we can't coordinate and we can't do all these things together, because some people are going to, I can't tell you how many requests I have for all these other sites. There's Gab, then there was Paula, there's some other site, I don't know if I'm even on. There's all these different places that people are now gathering and going to. But they're all spread out everywhere. Not everyone's on the same place.
I've been saying that forever. I would say my fear is that you're going to run to all these places and we're all going to be, no, I'm over here. No, I'm over here. Well, I'm over here. Why don't you come over here? And you can't post to all. Nobody is going to do that. We were chasing ourselves for a long time. And I'm getting to the point now where we're redoing the website. And what I may do is just say, look, if you want to communicate, you want to do this, you want to do that, it's all done on the website.
Right. Well, you could add forums to your website, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I might have to do that too for my org, the org that I'm involved in. We talked about it, but it's just a lot of work, and I'm the website person.
Let me see. You got Gutfeld leaving, left Twitter, and. Obviously they got rid of, they went on their way to get rid of, Trump and a few others.
Like I said, Ron Paul was booted off. It's like, what the heck bad does Ron Paul say, really? You know what I mean?
Yep. No, I think it's...
I forget, yeah.
I think when you look at these guys, you look at who they're taking off, there's no libs. Have any libs been removed? From Twitter,
I'm sorry. Ron Paul was suspended after he published a column criticizing big tech.
Oh, but that's even worse. You can't even call them out for something you don't think that they're doing properly.
Yeah, exactly. This is the insanity, and they're going to get away with it. They're going to get away with purging conservatives or anyone who doesn't agree with their ideology, and the Democrats are going to let them.
Yep. Yeah.
This is a public forum. They are acting as publishers. They're not acting as whatever excuse they made. I hate censorship. I'd rather hear everybody's voice. I agree if something is violent, like they allowed BLM and Antifa to still coordinate on Twitter and Facebook and all these social media sites, and those people were violent. Yes, right. There was a lot of peaceful BLM protesters, but there was also the violent portion, and they continued over and over again to be violent and destroy things, including federal buildings and et cetera.
Look, and I know this has been said a million times, but look at it. When they were, you know, when they were burning down the, you know, Portland, when they were burning down Seattle, when they actually took over city blocks, which is totally against federal law, all right? Where was the outrage? Where was the outrage? Where were the screams?
Oh, they're just angry.
They're what did
they're
Heather
just
say?
Misunderstood.
They're expressing themselves. They're doing a great job at they're doing, and you're going, oh my God, are you for real? Are you people really for real with this? And then you get Chicago. Have you heard anything about Chicago lately?
No, not right. Or the crime
Chicago,
in D.C.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, crime in all these big cities is through the roof.
Through, like, has increased 500% overall countrywide. But Chicago in particular, just the city alone, had 55% more murders in 2020 than it had the year before. And
wow.
And somehow, you can't talk about it. You can't bring it up. You can't say anything. Right?
Oh,
and it's
God,
all blamed on the, you know this, you work with this. The gun violence is all blamed on the adjacent state because they will not outlaw guns.
Yeah, and I think I told you this before. I researched the FBI trace information, and a majority of the illegal firearms were bought in Illinois.
Okay.
Not the other states. There was a huge, the same, they tried to say that, Massachusetts tries to say that about New Hampshire, but the majority of illegal firearms found in Massachusetts are sold in, gotten in Massachusetts, sold, whatever. So that's a big lie. It's a big lie that gun controllers like to push.
It fits their
murders
narrative.
Murders are up because they've been, what?
It fits their narrative. Ultimately,
oh, yeah, of course
it is. Their narrative.
Listen, don't ever believe anything a leftist tells you or a Democrat. Ever. Don't ever. I'm not kidding. Well, you can do the same about Republicans. You verify what someone tells you.
Yep.
Someone tells you about a piece of legislation. No. Don't believe a word out of their mouths. You look it up. You read the bill for yourself. And if you don't understand it, you pass it around to see what other people think about it. Don't ever believe the word of a politician, especially.
No.
You
ever.
Verify. And
no,
if they're a good politician, they'll back it up. They'll have stuff to back it up. Good politicians, that's what they do. Here you go. Here's my backup research that I've done. This is why I want to push this bill.
Yeah. You know what?
If
the mouth is moving and he has a breath, he's probably lying. You know, it's kind of where my head's at.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can't even imagine the gun control that they're going to try to push. There's already a bill out there by that brilliant, really smart Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. She's one of the dumbest ones in there. She's got a bill for gun registry.
For what?
A gun registry. Federal.
Because they couldn't get it from the states if they wanted to, right? Because every time here in California that you buy a gun, you have to fill out a form that goes to the feds, and it has the gun you bought with the serial number on it.
This is true, but they're not supposed to keep that.
Okay, come on. I know.
I don't trust the government. I'm one of the biggest mistrusters of these people on the planet. Yeah, exactly.
No, Frankie, don't write those numbers down. You ain't supposed to have those. Yeah, don't.
So, wait a minute. I just thought of it. I just thought of this right now, Joe. So, if you buy more than 3 guns in a week, or I forget the amount of time. Maybe it's 5 days. I can't remember. You get an alert put on you by the feds. So, of course, obviously they're keeping that info.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, good God.
Tell people where to find you quick.
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter. Sorry, I'm still there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll wait. We'll cut you a little bit of slack. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Dr. B is going to join us next hour to tell you how to mentally deal with all this craziness. We'll be back in a bit.